The idea was proposed to the board by Patrick Williams, who runs the website WisconsinRecall.net. Williams wants sites like his to be able to generate customized recall petitions that people can effectively circulate themselves and then send in to recall organizers. Williams told the board today that while the approach would be new, it would accomplish the same goal as the traditional recall drives that took place earlier this year.
I don't see anything in the single signature online approach that is at odds with the Constitution or the intent of recall, other than the fact that it does not require people, either on the left or on the right, to raise large armies of recall petition signature gatherers.
If Williams' approach were used in a recall of Governor Scott Walker, and each signature came in on its own page, it could require extra storage space just to hold all the paperwork. A gubernatorial recall would need more than 540,000 signatures. Critics of the plan, like Artis Cerny, told the board that making recalls easier would create a nightmare scenario where the voting public would be subject to endless elections.
I can't believe you're even considering this. Do you realize the Pandora's box you are opening up? The unintended consequences here are enormous.
But board staff testified that there are already instances where recall petitions get turned in with only one name and signature. Generating forms like that online, staff testified, would merely automate the process. All but one board member supported the plan, meaning it could be used for any recall drives next year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.